need somebody. Help! Not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell, always the fastest 2 hours in radio on Friday nights. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com. We'd love to connect with you. Join us at Twitter at eradiosports. We're going to pick up our conversation with Ryan Leaf. We're delighted that he is on our network. He is the host of the Ryan Leaf Show. You got to check him out Saturday evenings, 8 to 10 Eastern time. Okay, so the Cowboys 5-1. They're first in the NFC East. And of course, the Eagles 4-2 and second. Who's going to prevail and take control of the NFC East?
Well, I think the way that the teams have been playing, that Dallas has the best chance. They control the football. Dak is accurate, doesn't turn the football over, and their running back has done a great job, exemplary job of getting them in a position where they don't have to be forced to throw the football to win the ball game. Dak can just pick and choose where they need to throw the football, and Ezekiel has done an amazing job. So I'm going with the Cowboys this weekend.
Okay, well, let's take a step back and look at the Eagles and the Vikings game from last week. Obviously, very surprised how that turned out. What do you think this game ultimately proved and showed us about the Eagles and perhaps some of their vulnerabilities?
Well, I think that they're very capable of winning ugly football games, which wasn't necessarily the case in Chip Kelly era. They had to be pretty much on point to win football games. So it shows that Doug Peterson gives them the opportunity to win games when they're a struggle, which a lot of times in the NFL they can be. I think it opened up some vulnerabilities and maybe a little bit in Carson in protecting the football and throwing the football down past the 10-yard mark. I believe he was 0 for 7 in passes that were over 10 yards or more. Most of the plays had to be within the line of scrimmage, and you got to be able to, when the play affords itself to go down the football field, you need to be able to make that. So I think that might be a vulnerability that started to show its face a little bit.
All right, just a few more minutes tonight right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to connect with you. We are interactive. Join us at Twitter at eradiosports, and you can always go back and listen to this entire interview and all of our interviews tonight at podcastarena.com. Be sure to mark it down. Check out Ryan tomorrow night. That is 8 to 10 Eastern time. And, you know, give me a hit on the Vikings. His head coach, Mike Zimmer, he called out his offensive line and it was, you know, harsh criticism, you know, said that they were soft. Did he go over the line a little bit there?
I don't know. I've known Coach Zimmer for a very, very long time. He was at Washington State when I got there. He was also in Dallas as the defensive coordinator when I was with the Dallas Cowboys. So I know what kind of mentality he has. He challenges people, and I think that the players who have been around him know that when he does that, it's a call to arms in a way that we have a great quarterback, man that's capable of winning us football games if we can keep him protected. When he's not protected, he's vulnerable to not only injury, what it's been like in the past, but also the turnovers that came in that Philadelphia game. So I think it was a challenge. I think the guys who are professionals can deal with that and step up and make the plays they need to protect Sam Bradford so he can do what he did like he did on that Monday night against Green Bay, where he was just on target, and his uniform stayed clean because the offensive lineman did a good job.
Okay, so he challenged the offensive line, but how do you think that message was received?
Well, you're dealing with egos in the NFL, guys that think they're much more important than they are. So it's always a tightrope to see how people are going to react. But I think he probably has a pretty good understanding how his players are going to respond to things. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been so successful as he has. He understands the players. He's considered a player's coach by anybody who he's coached. So I think it was well received. I think probably the media makes it into something bigger than it is, because they need to report on something 24/7 NFL football, and that makes some sense.
Ryan, now you're a former NFL quarterback. I have to ask you, I'm going to put you on the spot. Anybody ever call you soft?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
What? Okay.
I mean, I think that
who did it?
Coaches. Uh-huh. Coaches. You know, were the worst were the fantasy owners. Uh-huh. I remember walking out of the stadium one time, and I never have seen somebody so irate at me for how poor I played. And he had told me I was his starting fantasy quarterback, and I kind of looked at him like, it sounds like you made the mistake, uh-huh. You know, to the young man. But he was very, very upset, probably more upset than I was, and I should have been very upset for losing to the Giants, for sure.
Yeah. Hey, we love him, Ryan Leaf. He's the host of The Ryan Leaf Show. Check him out Saturdays, 8 to 10 Eastern Time, right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Former NFL quarterback, first-round NFL pick. And tell us now, Brian, you know, your program, you're the ambassador of the Transcend Recovery Community. Tell us what you're doing now.
Yeah. Luckily enough, also, the Ryan Leaf Show is sponsored by Transcend Recovery Community, and it gives us an awesome platform.
Wonderful.
I've always felt that sports brought people together, and that then that gave us an opportunity to talk about real life's problems, real life solutions, and this show has given us that opportunity. So Transcend Recovery Community is a recovery community that's based in Los Angeles, Houston, and New York. And we help people with substance abuse and mental health disorders to kind of find this peaceful and unchaotic life that I found through this kind of program, and about being of service. And this allows us to happen. So very grateful for that, and really grateful for SB Nation and Mr. Gal that have allowed this opportunity, this platform, to be of service and help people who are in need.
Oh, he's outstanding. And give and provide for all the listeners out there the website for Transcend.
You bet. Anybody who's struggling, or a family member who's struggling, who needs help, or maybe just somebody to talk to, you can reach out to us at transcendrc.com. We have people on the line at all times to help your family who's in need. I know how miserable, how hopeless you can be in that moment, and the ability to actually reach out to somebody and ask for help is a very, very freeing thing. And I implore you to take that first step, and we'll be there the rest of the way. You don't have to do this alone, for sure.
It's his first time on the show, Ryan Leaf. Check him out tomorrow night right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, host of The Ryan Leaf Show, Saturdays, 8 to 10 Eastern Time. And a little did you know, for all my listeners out there, Ryan and I are both from the great state of Montana, Big Sky Country, Great Falls, Montana, except he went to my rival high school. Those wrestlers, I was a proud Lady Bison back in the day.
Yeah, I saw that. And it's a pretty small town to have two big high schools in it, and yeah. That's pretty cool that we're both working at SB Nation, and I can be honest, I followed your career for quite a while after you left Great Falls, just because I was in the sports world, so it was great to reconnect.
Absolutely.
Thanks again.
Thanks so much. We look forward to another conversation. Congratulations and continued success. Thank you, Ryan. God's best.
You too. Thank you.
Much more coming your way right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close. Listen anytime, anywhere for your Android or iOS device. All of your favorite SB Nation shows live and on demand right from your smart device. You can search SB Nation Radio in the iOS or Google Play Store. And if you don't have an Android or iOS device, you can stream us on most smart devices at sbnationradio.com.